For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Olivia Aldridge. For Merrell Johnson, this month brings one of the biggest events of his life so far. On August 21st, Beyoncé and Jay-Z will perform at Williams-Brice Stadium for their On the Run 2 tour. Johnson is a lifelong Beyoncé fan, and he says it's hard to put why he's such an admirer into words.
That's like asking why do you put shoes on before you walk outside. I've been a fan of hers since day one.
He calls himself Beyoncé's biggest fan, and while there's no way to prove that, he does have the credential of being an official moderator of the largest international Beyoncé fan group, the Beehive.
B-E-Y-H-I-V-E.
Like other South Carolinians in the group, Johnson was disappointed not to see any South Carolina dates for the tour, and purchased tickets for a show in Atlanta. But then he heard that more stops had been added to the tour, and one of them was Columbia.
And so naturally, I was like, okay, let me check the facts, make sure, because Merrell, if she is really coming to Columbia, my backyard, I'm going to pass out. Lo and behold, it was true. I did not pass out, but I quickly signed up to make sure I was going to get those tickets, and I did.
It's an exciting opportunity for fans like Johnson to see a dream performance, but it's also a significant economic opportunity for the city of Columbia. That's according to Tom Reagan, graduate director in the Department of Sport and Entertainment Management at the University of South Carolina.
What we're looking for is money outside the area coming in. And it is a significant contribution because you will have people well outside the area that will come and they will spend significant amount of money on that ticket.
Columbia hasn't hosted a concert of this magnitude since 2013, when Kenny Chesney last performed at Williams-Brice Stadium. Reagan says stadium shows are relatively rare for a few reasons, including how difficult it can be to sell enough tickets to fill a stadium. For a city that's located between the larger cities of Atlanta and Charlotte, that can be a hard sell.
We are the middle child between those cities, and I mean, and when you have a metropolitan area of 5 million or 2.5 million, it's quite a bit different than a 600, 650,000.
However, there are some major benefits to seeing big-name acts perform in smaller cities like Columbia, according to Reagan's colleague Armin Shayomian.
I always tell my students, if you're really into an artist, look at their tour. Are they coming to a city that's maybe a couple hours away? And you might be surprised at how much the price difference might be.
Ticket prices for On the Run 2 at Williams-Brice are certainly less expensive on average than tickets at Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta, for instance. As for Columbia having to duke it out with bigger cities to host major acts, tourism experts from Columbia have something to say about that. Here's Charlene Slaughter of Experience Columbia SC.
I think that the fact that we're attracting people like Jay-Z and Beyoncé to a venue in Columbia speaks to the fact that Columbia is growing in the minds of people as a destination.
Shayomian says that promotion from the city actually has a lot to do with whether acts choose to come here. He thinks promoters in Columbia sell the city well, and also that USC's venues go above and beyond to give artists a good experience.
These things are getting noticed, and I think overall artists appreciate a venue that really takes good care of them, and they want to come back. If an artist comes here and has a great experience, they always want to come back to the same city. And I think that's what we're really good at, definitely hitting home with the Southern hospitality.
If superfan Merrell Johnson is any indication, Beyoncé and her husband will definitely get a warm Carolina welcome.
Beyoncé, if you're listening, I love you. Your fans, the Beehive, thanks you. And we'll see you in August.
To learn more, visit our website, southcarolinapublicradio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Olivia Aldridge.